Father says these silent shores are places never known before. He calls this the other world. Asian dreams of silk and jade lie locked behind this barricade, this mystery, the other world. In my father's face I see something like despair. The stray to the west cannot be found. They say there's an ocean waiting only days across this jungle. How do we get from here to there? And while he must worry, I remain enchanted by the greatest adventure of my life. Even if we fail, I'm not sure that I would care. For there never was a boy who has seen what I have seen, who has been where I have been, who has sailed the coast and touched the sand, watching Spanish flags unfurled on another world. Rounded on the coastline, every man here prays, Diego Mendez will bring us help. Can his canoe find Hispaniola? Will they hurry to our rescue? Or let us die as helpless castaways? But if that should happen, I won't regret this voyage, for I have lived a lifetime since we sailed. There could be no better place for me to end my days. For there never was a boy who has seen what I have seen, who has been where I have been, who sailed the coast and touched the sand, watching Spanish flags unfurled on another world. Natives would not trade us food. Father said the gods were angry. They'd better help us if they wished to survive. When the eclipse came, they ran to give us all we needed, just enough to keep our bodies and our hopes alive. And it would be an irony if the world's greatest sailor should die here unnoticed and unknown, so close to the goal for which we strive. For there never was a boy who has seen what I have seen, who has been where I have been, who has sailed the coast and touched the sand, watching Spanish flags unfurled on another world. On another world.